From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Afghan and U.S. leaders hold talks. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah opened talks with U.S. officials at the presidential retreat in Camp David, Maryland, Monday. Mr. Ghani spoke at a joint press conference.
This is a foundational relationship, and we are very proud that this relationship will be transformed into an enduring relationship.
The Afghan leader vowed to defeat Taliban insurgents seeking to overthrow his government. Mr. Ghani and Mr. Abdullah will meet Tuesday with U.S. President Barack Obama and Vice President Joe Biden. Mr. Ghani will address a joint meeting of Congress on Wednesday. Police in Afghanistan say they have arrested 18 people suspected of being involved in the killing and burning of a woman who the suspects claimed had desecrated the Muslim Quran. Kabul's police chief, Abdul Rahman Rahimi, said the suspects have confessed to a role in the death of the victim, identified as 27-year-old Farkhunda. Rahimi also said 13 policemen have been suspended over the killing. U.S. officials say there is no indication that a data breach led to the Islamic State's posting on the Internet of what it says are the names, addresses, and photographs of 100 U.S. military personnel. The Internet post encouraged IS supporters in the United States to kill the soldiers. U.S. President Barack Obama is calling for free and fair elections in Nigeria this Saturday. He called for Nigerians to reject the violence that has marred the country's previous elections. In a video released Monday by the U.S. Embassy in Abuja, President Obama said successful elections are key to stopping the insurgent group Boko Haram and allowing more than a million displaced Nigerians to return to their homes. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister said Monday Arab states would take measure against Yemeni's Houthi rebels if a peaceful solution cannot be found to end their fight against the government of President Abdurrabu Mansour Hadi. Saudi Foreign Minister Saud al-Faisal told reporters in Riyadh the Arab countries would try to protect the region from aggression and condemned what he said was Iranian interference in Yemen. Thousands of mourners have gathered outside the Prime Minister's official residence in Singapore to pay their respects to the country's founder, Lee Kuan Yew. Mr. Lee died early Monday at the age of 91. Kate Lamb has more.
Singapore's founding father is credited with the transformation of a former tropical colonial outpost into an ultra-modern global finance and trade hub. Prioritizing clean and efficient governance, pro-business policies and social order, sometimes at the expense of democratic freedoms, Lee is revered for his results. A week of official mourning has been declared in Singapore, and a state funeral will be held on March 29. Kate Lamb, Jakarta.
Ukraine again accused pro-Russian separatists Monday of violating the ceasefire agreement the two sides signed in Minsk. A military official said the rebels had fired rockets and artillery at Ukrainian military positions in the eastern part of the country. He said six soldiers were wounded in fighting over the previous 24 hours. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Monday he regrets issuing a warning to his supporters during the country's elections last week that Arab voters were heading to the polls in droves. At an event at the Prime Minister's residence in Jerusalem, Mr. Netanyahu told members of the Arab community he recognizes the comment hurt Israeli Arabs. He said that was not his intention. Police in Virginia say they are suspending an investigation into allegations of a gang rape at the University of Virginia. The allegations were contained in an article in Rolling Stone magazine last year. Charlottesville Police Chief Timothy Longo said during a news conference Monday, police could not confirm that an incident occurred. He emphasized that does not mean that something bad didn't happen to the alleged victim. Utah Governor Gary Herbert signed a bill Monday making the firing squad the method of execution if his state can't come up with drugs for lethal injections. No other state in the U.S. with capital punishment uses firing squads. The number of existing homes sold in the United States rose 1.2% in February, a modest increase over the previous month. Monday's report from the National Association of Realtors also said home prices climbed 4.7% from the same period a year ago. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.